Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Michael Smith on Twitter says, Ken, you sound scared. Yes, I am, Michael. Yes, I am. I am very, 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 very nervous right now. That's where I'm at. Because I don't know when it's going to come back. I have no idea when we're going to... I thought you were going to make a big political joke right
there. No,
because I did sound like there's a lot of people on your timeline right now. They are whooping
Timelines are amazing.
I got videos of people celebrating while others are packing their bags next to them. I mean, it's wild stuff. I'm talking about the Browns here, guys. I am scared. I don't know. I figured, you know, in 2016, how old was I in 2016? I was 30 years old, 8 years old, right? 8 years ago. I was 30 years old. I felt like a relatively younger man. I had more patience than I do right now. I mean, I've seen these guys, and some of them, most of them are vessels for our enjoyment, but some of them become friends, and some of them have been here for a while. I mean, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, nice. Now, I'm not close at all with Nick Chubb. He's a business guy, and that's fine. But you know I respect the hell out of him. But it's like him, Joel Bitonio, certainly, Wyatt. I mean, and Wyatt was traded here, for crying out loud. It sucks when we talk about letting go of these guys at the end of this season. But it's more than that. I'm not trying to hold on to them just because of that. There's other players that'll come here and then we'll talk to and hopefully be friendly with, because we don't want to be nasty to any of those guys unless they give us a reason to be nasty to them. But it's our time. It's your time. It's a person who called me when I was 25 doing the night show, that was at 48 years old, that is now at 61, and they've just seen more of the same. Like, the time starts to eat at you and you go, boy, I'm getting older and they're just not getting any better. And at first it becomes real entertaining, and then it gets real old real quick. And the constant change and the constant bickering over it and the arguments of how close we can get while we still just seem to get so far away, it becomes so emotionally taxing over time that you end up being the most cynical person ever, and you do it to protect your feelings. You do it. I can feel the cynicism, and I don't want to be that way. I've never wanted to be that way. Like, I've seen older radio show hosts here in Cleveland, they find nothing good about the Cleveland Browns or any of the teams for that matter, because at one point they bought in and they had their feelings hurt and they protect their feelings over time. So I can't even, I worry about not being able to stop and smell the roses. And so, yeah, there is a desperation. I feel my own sports mortality in a way, where I feel my desperation for, no. We don't need Justin Fields. Just get another quarterback. Give me any quarterback. And if that guy don't work out, give me another one. The Panthers are about to draft another quarterback. Let's just draft another quarterback. Don't tell me about Bryce Young or Justin Fields or Trey Lance or any of these guys. Give me another quarterback. And if Cam Ward don't work out, then find another guy. We'll do it the next year after that until we can find somebody.
That's what the 49ers did. I mean, they moved on very quickly from Trey Lance.
And they still have not won that Super Bowl that we all have already put on their mantelpiece. It's a hard thing to do. Now, I would certainly take their seasons as compared to ours.
Of course.
That's not an argument. I know they don't fall off of trees or we'd have them falling out of our pockets, the championships. But damn, I go from 11-6 in the playoffs and excitement to this?
Well, that's,
or you're telling me, Ken, you can't be a you can't be attached to these names. Sorry, go ahead.
But that's why I wonder. That's why I wonder if you know for a fact, if they hire a new GM, that GM is going to come in and trade away the high price vets. That is the first thing they do. They are not. I don't care what the cap situation is. I know people are saying not going to want to do that because of dead cap. That's why they're going to want to have as many draft picks as possible and have young, cheap, affordable players and as many stabs at the dartboard as they possibly can. That's exactly what any team that would do that. Now, is that a reason or is that a way that Haslam is going to keep Andrew Berry? Because Andrew Berry is going to sell him on, oh, we just short-term pain. This was a bad year. We'll get back into it next year.
Do you trust him to make any pick ever again?
I don't, but maybe Jimmy does. Maybe Jimmy does.
Because I'm now stuck in a spot, and I guarantee you, I bet a lot of you guys agree with me. Let me play it out like this real quick. I know I've taken up a lot of air, and I'm sorry. You're telling me that a new GM would come in. If I were a new GM coming into this team this coming offseason, I don't know if I'd just, unless the deals were so good, I don't know if I'd just trade him right off the top. Because I do know that the cap could be prohibitive. But you know what? Once that starts to subside a little bit, I would trade him during the season. If I'm Kenny Carmen from Buffalo, the Bills, and I was originally born in Poughkeepsie, New York, and I have no connection to the Cleveland Browns, and we're trying to get better, I'm trying to get better. He's not part of the future. I'm going to trade away some names that people love here, and they're going to call me a bunch of names, and they'll call me a major league bastard, but I can't respond to the players, so then I have to deal with that if I'm a fan, right? So that extends that even more because I'm not getting those picks until 2026. On the contrary, if you have Andrew Berry making the picks this year, nobody trusts him to make the picks this year. So it feels like you're spinning your wheels another year, and I'm going to deal with this list of guys that are going to be on Pro Football Reference that not many people are going to care about very long. And if I do get to some of the list of guys, I can try to give you an argument, except again, this show knows how the quarterback situation was pushed, and because of how the quarterback situation was pushed, you can't trust him to make those decisions. And we're talking about all this on November 6th. So you've left me in an impossible situation as a fan. That's the issue. Like, can anybody give me an argument that they trust Andrew Berry to make the choices, to stay employed and to make the choices here? I mean, he talks to the media at 10:30. And again, for the umpteenth time, I like the guy. But, you know, this is difficult. You got anything before I get to the phones? I'm sorry, I ran you right out of the room here because it's so damn depressing at times. I'm trying to use a different word. I can't do it. Eric in Medina, hello.
Ken, I got to tell you, man, I'm pushing 50. I got christened into this debacle we call the Cleveland Browns with Red Right 88. I was in that stadium in a loge for the Ridge Tool Company, and that was my beginning for the Cleveland Browns, and it's been crap ever since. A couple blips of hope with Bernie Kosar, and the rest, for the most part, if you break it down, is a nightmare. I went down on Sunday with...
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Free club seats. It used to be a club seat season ticket holder. I couldn't do it no more after the 0-16 season, so we gave those up. But I sucked it up. I went down there on Sunday, paid $75 to park up by the ship there, tailgated all morning long to watch crap. I'm never going down there again.
Do you understand this? Eric, you called me. You may have called me when you were 37 years old. I'm 38. So if life comes at you so quick, and now I'm getting nervous about the future. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
It's not going to change, Ken. Why would we have any idea that it's going to change? We've been watching the same thing over and over again. We have a blip of a season last year, then we get rolled in the playoffs. That's not success. Our bar for success in the city is so low that we accept mediocrity.
Well,
we really do.
And I was part of that low bar, Eric, and I'll tell you this, and thank you very much for the call. Turn your radio back up if you can, because I want you to hear this. Is I'm part of that, Lyman. I bet you had the same feeling. I had serious doubts that he would come back and play exceedingly well and we would see the same type of quarterback play that would get us into the playoffs. And I enjoyed the playoff run, or excuse me, the playoff berth. And I sat there in that second half while they were getting hammered, and I just took in the scene and go, I don't know when I'm ever going to get to the playoffs again, so I'm going to watch this playoff game. It's not going our way, but I did not take it as this huge, depressing, nasty sort of game the way that some people did. And maybe that makes me too soft. I just had a bad, bad feeling about the quarterback coming back. I ain't Nostradamus or anything like that, Tone, but Lord Almighty. Nelson and Avon Lake, you're next up on the Fan. Hell of a band in the 80s. Go ahead, Nelson.
Oh, man. It comes at us fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And I'm going to say this, right, because I'm not going to be a phony. Like, I was excited when the Browns traded for you-know-what, for he who shall remain nameless in this town anymore. But at this point, right, like, the decisions that Andrew has made, and I happen to like Andrew. I think he presents himself as a highly intelligent, highly capable individual. But I think that we can honestly say, now in hindsight, obviously it's always 2020, that the decisions that have been made from a roster perspective, from a contract perspective, have not been good. And I have to agree with Lima and with you. I cannot, in good faith, trust, you know, that he will be the guy who can make the right decisions and right the ship. And it's sad to say it, but it's true. But thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for the call, Nelson. I can't sign off on it. Johnny in North Royalton, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. Go ahead, Johnny.
I've just got a couple things. My main one with Andrew Berry being this team. If you go out and get a competent quarterback, this team has maybe 2 years left together where it's going to have a chance to be a playoff team. I would give Andrew Berry that time before you go full rebuild. I can't take another full rebuild yet. I can't give up on it yet. I need this team to go somewhere. My thoughts for next year are, you know, I don't think Justin Fields is the answer. I don't think he fits this offense at all. We've seen it with DTR. We've seen it with Deshaun. We've seen it. It doesn't work. You know, what about, and I know you might kill me for this, but what about a Mitch Trubisky as a cheap option who can go out there and kind of fit this offense a little bit better? Or what about trading a Myles Garrett and maybe a little bit more for a Matthew Stafford or something while we have this small window to go out and maybe get a Super Bowl or at least an AFC championship, something?
Well, Matthew Stafford, Johnny, thank you very much for the call. How old is Matthew Stafford right now? He's got to be pushing 40, right?
He's 36 years old.
Okay, he's 36. I'm not giving you a Myles Garrett for a 36-year-old quarterback. I'll give you some things that I have for Matthew Stafford.
A Myles Garrett trade is all going to be about first round and second round picks. That's what that's going to be. It's not about a veteran quarterback. That is not why you're... Because what you want...
But I would have that conversation about Matthew Stafford. I'll tell you that right now.
You want the timeline to be compatible with who you're getting. So, obviously, if I'm trying to keep this thing going for as long as possible, then I'm going to want Myles Garrett to be a part of that. I'm not trading Miles and then significantly altering the entire scope of the defense for a veteran quarterback who health is going to be a question going forward. Like, I'm just not doing that. That seems to me to be detrimental all the way around.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Let me get to Jack and Lorraine real quick. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jack.
I just want to say, again, based on performance, I think Andrew Berry has done a great job here in Cleveland because in his time, we've made it to the playoffs in two seasons, and this year is a down year. Teams are going to have down years, and I know it hurts. I know the trade was a horrible trade looking back on it. But at the time, they did exactly what everybody wanted them to do. They went out and got the best quarterback available.
Okay.
I don't see a reason to fire a man who's done a good job.
Can I really say he's done a great job? I mean, I can at the best, Jack. I should have given him more time. Thank you for the call, Jack. The best I can give him is a C. Maybe. Can I give him anything? Yeah, give him a C? Can I even give him a C?
Yeah, I think C is that's I think what makes this hard. If it was an F,
I'm in a bad mood now.
If it was an F, then there'd be no debate. Everybody would want him gone. I mean, people like some of the players. They're hoping that Martin Emerson's just having a bad year.
Well,
they're hoping that DeJuan Jones, once healthy, is going to be, you know, a big time tackle for you for the next however many years.
But can you evaluate GMs on playoff bursts and wins and losses the same way that you do coaches? I think those are two different things.
And I have to talk about if I'm going to replace him. I have to talk about who I'm replacing him with. I have to have that discussion.
Well,
which is not fun.
That's a fair, totally legitimate, a very good point raised by Owen. It's so hard because the Watson conversation muddles that. If it were any other normal situation with a quarterback and it had been 5 years and five drafts, I think definitively more people could speak. But because people don't believe Andrew Berry was the guy spearheading it, because we've never really gotten that clarification.
Well, the problem is, who are the players that have helped them have their success over the last 4 years, right? Well, the two playoff years. They were not Andrew Berry draft picks.
No, they weren't. One was a guy who you picked up off the street or off the couch, as the story goes, and the other one was John's pick.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.